As night fell on October 25th, 2007, Army Sergeant Sal Junta walked with his platoon into a ferocious Taliban ambush in Afghanistan's Korangal Valley. As Junta described it, there were more bullets in the air than stars in the sky. In the chaos, Junta charged toward the fire, tossing grenades. Then he saw two shadowy figures dragging his close friend Josh Brennan away. He killed one of the insurgents, wounded the other, and recovered Brennan, but Josh had been hit 8 times and didn't survive. Medic Hugo Mendoza was also killed in that ambush. And that's why Sergeant Junta has very mixed feelings about the fact that tomorrow he will receive the Congressional Medal of Honor from the President, becoming the first living Medal of Honor recipient since Vietnam.
I did what I did because in the scheme of this whole painting the picture of that ambush, that was just my brushstroke. It's not above and beyond. That picture wouldn't have been complete without that brushstroke, and it was my brushstroke to take. I didn't take the biggest brushstroke, and it wasn't the most important brushstroke. It was just one that completed the picture.
Sergeant Junta speaking in a video made by Sebastian Younger and Tim Hetherington. You might remember we spoke with Sebastian about their documentary Restrepo about Battle Company, Sergeant Junta's unit. We also spoke with Battle Company's leader, Dan Kearney. Major Kearney was in command on the night of the ambush. He joins us now from Washington, where he's going to attend the Medal of Honor ceremony tomorrow. Major Kearney, welcome back. And we're wondering if tomorrow is going to be bittersweet for everyone, including you.
Absolutely. I mean, what Sal did on that day and what he's getting recognized for is definitely something that I think each and every one of the men in Battle Company would have done. And each one of them, including myself, is definitely taking a lot away from this honor that Sal's being bestowed.
Well, I'm wondering if you're also thinking about the two men who were lost, Josh and Hugo Mendoza. You know, we're going to hear about Sal, but tell us about those two men who died.
Sergeant Brennan was a team leader in the unit. I just drank a few beers with his father last night and saw his mother. Both of his parents served in the military, and his cousin is actually in the same squad, just got back from fighting over there in Afghanistan. Josh was actually wounded earlier in the deployment and ended up leading the patrol despite being shot in the leg. So it just kind of shows you the character of this young man. And then Mendoza, he's a medic. The boys lean on him. He's kind of like the mother for the guys in some aspects, you know, always looking out for them, always around to kind of give them a shoulder to lean on and to talk to. Great, great young man. And it comes from another great family that's been very supportive of our efforts, despite having a different political standpoint on the war. So I couldn't be happier for both of those families because I know they're both down here. And I think that this is going to give them some closure as well.
So you're saying the Mendoza family is not as supportive of the war, and yet they lost a son to it.
I'm not exactly sure if they're not completely in support of it, but I know that they have some mixed feelings about why we were over there. But absolutely 100% behind myself and the men that are over there and serving.
Yeah, all these complicated things going on, you know, behind this ceremony that we'll watch. And we'll see Sergeant Junta. He was on 60 Minutes last night saying, yeah, I'm getting the Medal of Honor. But, you know, he kept claiming he was just an average soldier doing what soldiers do. And he said, imagine if I was a really good soldier, what I could have done. Tell us about, you know, that downplaying that we're hearing.
You know, in all honesty, it's not downplaying. That's Sergeant Junta in his truest form. Probably one of the most humble men that I've had the opportunity to serve with and meet, and I think he's going to do an incredible job for the Army and in representing each and every one of us. As far as, you know, whether or not he's a great soldier or a mediocre soldier, I can honestly tell you right now that he's an incredibly talented soldier. I mean, he's ready to lead men in combat again.
Well, as we read the accounts, we heard about it from Sebastian Younger. There were New York Times reporters there. Interestingly, there was a lot of press, you know, in the Korangal Valley when this happened. And so we know so much about what happened. And he ran towards the bullets. He ran towards, you know, the firefight. He ran. He tried to get ahead to get up to the ambush.
He went running into a wall of lead and came out unscathed, bringing back his best friend so that he could be buried back here on American soil. and so that family could see him one last time.
We've spoken before on this program about the scarcity of Medal of Honors awarded. Junta just the eighth in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the other seven were awarded posthumously. Now, he seems to be resisting it himself. So why do you think there are so few given out?
I think people have a hard time registering that a man who doesn't give the ultimate sacrifice can do something just as heroic and come out still living. And I think that it's not only from the top down, but I think even people in my place as a company commander or as a platoon leader or a battalion commander, you know, kind of have a hard time seeing those heroic acts for what they really are.
So maybe this might be a reminder to even commanders like yourself or troops who are witnesses in the field that, hey, you know, that act that I just witnessed might be eligible for a Medal of Honor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, the honor tomorrow puts the battle back in the spotlight. It puts Afghanistan back in the spotlight. As the Obama administration is reportedly developing a plan to transfer security in some areas of Afghanistan to that country's forces to try to end the combat mission by 2014. And his honor tomorrow also reminds us that after all the blood shed and the heroism displayed by Battle Company, the U.S. military decided to give up the Korangal. We've asked you about this before. But will soldiers be thinking about that tomorrow, whether battles are worth it?
I don't think that the boys are going to be questioning any of that. The guys don't fight for pieces of land. They don't fight for the red, white, and blue or, you know, the Statue of Liberty. They fight for one another. And I think what they're all going to be taking away from tomorrow is that this is a great opportunity to recognize a hero, to recognize Sergeant Brennan's family, Specialist Mendoza's family, and to thank them again. And to come together as a family and just take this time to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Because in the very back of everybody's mind is always, hey, you know, we might have to go back. But nobody's worried about, hey, is what we just did worth it? Because that's not for us to decide, ma'am.
Well, have a wonderful day tomorrow.
Will do.